We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let me introduce you to, is it Kasia Wachlak? Did I get that right?
We
got a microphone issue again.
There we go.
Wachlak, the
Wachlak.
S. I got that right. And this is Dr. Ann Partridge, very easy to pronounce. Great seeing you again, Doc.
Always great seeing you
at this thing. So Kasia was planning a wedding 2 years ago, and you noticed a lump on your left breast. So you're going through this important period in your life, and suddenly this happens. So take it the story from there.
So I didn't really know what was happening, and I didn't think much of it. When I found the lump, I actually told my husband, Patrick, who's here, that I found something, and he's like, oh, just go check it out, but I'm sure it's nothing. And I thought the same. And then when I went to my OBGYN, they thought the same thing. And then immediately after, I had a biopsy, and then right from there, it just turned into something that was something. So
what happened to the wedding? Because obviously he's here.
So we got married.
Okay, so that's good. We're
a little concerned about that aspect of the story, you know.
Then fiance,
yeah, we don't want to embarrass anybody, right? All right.
So we just, I just wanted to have everything to kind of keep control or somewhat of a control of my life. I wanted to keep the wedding on, and we just pushed through it, and we had a perfect wedding, just the way I envisioned it. So it was great.
So I want to ask Dr. Partridge, because you kind of direct this part for young women with breast cancer, because there are different challenges, right? Young women, kids involved, getting married, whatever it is, as opposed to maybe older women. So you, some of the challenges that you deal with on a daily basis, it's amazing, because I'm sure you've seen instances like this.
Sure. We see it too much, unfortunately. But we're glad to have a place for people to go. And we focus on not only beating the cancer, but also trying to keep our young patients whole and getting through it and live their busy lives and get married and keep their hair if you can when they get married and try and make sure that they're able to have children in the future and all kinds of things we focus on that older folks don't have to focus on quite as much.
What is scalp cooling system? What is that? Is that has to do with dealing with younger women as opposed to older women, or is it?
Well, you know, nobody wants to lose their hair.
Yeah.
But someone who's about to get married probably cares a little bit more than the average. And so what we do now at Dana-Farber in our breast group in particular is we help women to be able to do what's called scalp cooling, which is essentially making the head and the scalp really, really cold, and that helps to prevent the hair from falling out with some of the chemotherapies.
I think we saw that last year.
Yeah.
In our visit over to one of the visits to the hospital where they were in like a helmet.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, gosh, did you lose any hair?
So I lost about half of my hair, but it never really looked like I was going through treatment because I didn't lose it. I didn't have any bald spots. It was just
thinned out,
kind of all over. Yes, I did have to cut my hair, and it was a lot shorter than I wanted it to be. But I mean, I still had hair, so believe me, I was just glad to have anything.
Yeah.
So where are you at now?
So I am post treatment. I finished the adjuvant therapy in November, and we had gotten married in August, and now, so we, on top of all of this, we also had, we have a 2.5-year-old, so I'm just living a normal mom life now.
That's awesome.
Chasing that little daughter around,
yep.
Right?
Exactly.
When you hear that word normal, I'm living a normal life, that is all good.
Still, I mean, you talk about getting through and moving forward for the wedding, you know, you have a baby girl back there as well. While you're planning the wedding, when you get this diagnosis, that has to be such a scary thought for a young couple.
I guess it was, but it was also a reason to just keep going and just keep life as is. So it really never, I didn't really have a chance to stop and think about what was going on. I just kept going through, and then it was over. So it was great.
Well, we hear that. So we've heard that already all day long today. It's almost like I didn't have enough time to ask, like, why me? It was just action right away.
Exactly.
I'm amazed at people. I mean, I can only imagine, like, at some point you just sit there saying, why me? But again, like so many other people, it's just, I'm not thinking that. I'm thinking about getting through this, what's next, and the treatment I need. That's amazing.
Exactly.
Dr. Partridge, there have been a lot of advances that have taken place. Every time we do one of these, we hear about something that is new, something that is on the horizon. Can you kind of give us a quick rundown of what we've gone through over the last 20 years and where we are right now with breast cancer?
Sure. With breast cancer, for a long time, it was how much chemo can we give and cure the cancer and not hurt the patient. And now we, of course, like everyone else, has moved into the targeted therapy and the immunotherapy space, which is fantastic. So we're getting smarter and more safe with our patients in terms of how we care for them. And the latest craze with breast cancer is that we're actually doing what we call de-escalating, which is trying to give less to some patients because one size doesn't fit all. And we were generally kind of hitting everybody with everything because it's breast cancer. It could be bad. And now we're doing studies saying, well, you have a small node negative. Maybe we can give you a little bit less and things are still going to be okay. And pediatrics has been doing that for years because we saw the aftermath. And now we're trying to do that with adult cancers where we've been making more people cured. And it's been highly successful in a lot of circles.
So as a doctor, how do you keep up to date with what's going on in the pipeline? So you've got patients, you know what you're dealing with. And you also know that you've got researchers and scientists that are working in your own building over there and coming up with new technology. How do you stay up to date with everything that's going on? Because if you have a new patient and suddenly you're sitting there going, oh, wait a minute, there's something I know that is right there that we can use right now. Or if there's some trial that we can put this patient in because this might work.
Yeah, so, you know, working in cancer is hard for anybody. The fun thing about working at Dana-Farber is we are creating the science.
It's unbelievable.
We are doing the research. And so I can go down the hall and ask one of my colleagues, hey, is that trial open yet? Because I got a patient that might benefit from that. And we all kind of keep up on the latest greatest because we're talking to each other all the time and writing the trials and talking to the scientists about what drug might be coming into the next trial.
So you guys have good communication skills because we have awful communication skills on radio. It's terrible. We don't communicate at all.
We don't know what's coming on next. Yeah.
Thank God you guys do have great. Doctor, thank you very much for joining
us.
Kasia, continued success to you.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for sharing your story. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
We got to get the phones moving, though, guys.
We got to get that match.
Some of that research that the doctor was talking about. 877-738-1234. Wick Crosbeck is matching up to $50,000. 877-738-1234. We need to. Absolutely. Tomorrow, by the way, in a 2 o'clock hour, the four coaches of our pro teams will all join us in the 2 o'clock hour.
That is going to be an interesting navigation.
Because they're so different.
And Bill's going to be on the phone, and all the rest are going to be here in studio.
Well, you'll ask the tough questions to Bill, and then Lou and I will talk to the other guys. How's
I would
that?
Say, is, does Cassidy and Cora and Brad Stevens, do they look up to Bill as like a, you know,
I think we're going like to talk
father
to,
figure?
I think we'll talk to those three first.
Yeah, we're doing the first segment.
We're
doing the first segment with them.
And then the second segment.
Oh, okay.
Grandpa, right, we need Grandpa to get will call in.
So, yeah, get the Godfather's
the Godfather will call in.
We need to get this total up. Pick up the phones right now. We'll be back with more from Fenway Park here on the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon presented by the Arbella Insurance Foundation. Arbella Insurance sponsoring this hour, and we thank them for that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.